Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and thank you for tuning in to Choosing Inspiration. This is your host, Janelle Finney. I am being joined virtually by my host and co-worker and partner in crime, Beverly Holloway. Thank you for tuning in. I have to say, first and foremost, thank you to my sponsors, Ms. Beverly Black of Tribe Family Channel and Mr. Bruce George of the Genius is Common Movement. Once again, thank you all for providing me this totally different platform that I had no idea about that I am totally adapting to and really loving at this point. So once again, thank you to those sponsors. Welcome you all to another episode of Choosing Inspiration. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening to the replay. Thank you for listening right now. What I'm going to be talking about today, pretty much, as you all know, the majority of my shows come from my interaction with people and talking with my clients and things that go on with me. So in the event of what it is that I'm going to have going on for 2018, I would like to talk briefly today about pretty much the stages of self-awareness. This isn't anything set in stone. This isn't something that has to be how the way that it's going to work. this is pretty much my experience and what I've been going through in this journey of self-awareness. And I've always been pretty transparent. And over the past few years, going to school for my life coaching and things like that, I've learned that that's actually something that's just embedded in me, and it's actually something good, that a better way for me to build a relationship with my clients. But me being the transparent person that I am, the only thing that I want to do, and my only goal, my passion, my purpose for being here now, is to share my journey to allow other people to see that this is something that they can do, and this is something that they can get through and work through. So what I'm pretty much talking about today is self-awareness and the different stages that we go through in that journey. And it's funny because I'm pretty much a really good friend of mine. We are both pretty much at the same stages. We've pretty much hit the same stages a couple of months behind each other, different stages at different times, but we're both at the point where now it's like we've gone through, not even gone through, work through all of the painful things, but at least gone through to the point where it's the realization now, and it's now, so it's okay, settled in, and it's enjoying the journey, enjoying the ride, and accepting everything that it is that's coming with it. So that's pretty much where today's show is coming from. That conversation that we pretty much had based around that, both of us are getting in, are now in that entrepreneurial realm. We're both now in that realization of life is what you make it. You, although things are already destined, it's once you get to that point of accepting what it is that you're supposed to be doing and then working towards that, and then seeing how different things move, seeing how different obstacles move, seeing how different things are brought to light, things that you probably never even thought about. So it's not always nice, but it's definitely, I've gotten to the point where now, instead of being worried about what's going to happen or figure it out, or I don't want to say don't plan anything, but sticking to this blueprint, I'm now at the point where it's more so of accepting what's coming, doing something about the things that I can do something about, but other than that, taking the lesson that's coming with it and enjoying whatever it is that's coming with it, enjoying the ride, the ups and downs. And that's pretty much the space that I'm in. And that's my passion, again, and my purpose for me is to get as many people to that point that are ready for it. Because, again, it's not something that everyone is ready for. So the first thing that I want to do before I even get into that, I have become accustomed to learning how to deal with issues that anxiety would bring up. And one of the biggest things that I've had to learn to do, and that I'm still in the process of doing, and it's still something that I work with and practice on a daily basis, is reminding myself to be in the moment. Anxiety and stress and things like that come from worrying and thinking and or overthinking things, or thinking about something that happened in the past, or worrying about how something is going to turn out, or creating a story that hasn't even happened, but giving yourself the feeling of what you would feel like if that were to happen. So what I want you to do is, as long as you're in a space that you can do this, what I want you to do is take a moment and just sit back and relax. And I want to make sure that we're all in the now, so that all of us are in our truth and are at our best right now, and listening and taking in what it is that's going on. So if you're able to, just in a chair, or if you're laying down or sitting back. If you're not, if you're driving, please don't. If you're doing something, please don't stop doing what you're doing to do what you're doing. But if you are in a position and in a space where you can relax a little bit and sit back and just listen to me for a little bit, and I'm going to do a brief meditation and just bring us all into the moment and bring us into this moment. So just sit back and take a couple of deep breaths. concentrate on your breathing right now and just listen to that and take that in and inhale and exhale slowly. Reminding yourself to be present, not worried about what's going on in the next room, not what's going to happen tomorrow, not what's going to happen after this broadcast. Be going on with your body right now, your breathing. And release. Thank you. Thank you. So pretty much, like I said, what I want to be talking about is self-awareness and the stages that you're going to go through in that self-awareness. My biggest thing for the year of 2018, my word for that year is action. So with all of the other things that I've talked about on other shows, about the journaling, about giving yourself permission, things of that nature, all of those are roads and different modalities for you to begin that journey of self-awareness and coming into yourself. So I want you to understand and know some of the things that you may go through, and these are just things that I've experienced myself. So like I said before, this isn't set in stone. This isn't something that has to happen. It doesn't even have to be this order. But these are things that I've gone through. These are things that I've talked to other people about and we've had conversations about. And these are similar things that pretty much everyone that I've been in contact with lately that have gone on this whole journey of coming into the whole self-realization and the self-awareness thing. We've all experienced the same things, and we've all been in different modalities, different times, different triggers, but we've pretty much all had the same experiences. So I pretty much have seen a pattern of what happens on this whole journey. The first thing is the questioning. That questioning can come about from a life event. That questioning can come about from you just having a thought of what is really going on in my life right now. It doesn't necessarily have to be something negative. It can just be a point where you begin to question, is there something better? Is there something different that I can be doing? Is there something that I have control over? What else is there that I can be doing to better myself, to better my life, or is this it? This can come from the loss of a job. This can come from the loss of a promotion. This can come from gaining a promotion. This can come from anything. Like I said, it doesn't have to be something negative. Just any point or any instance where you physically honestly take a step back and begin to question that are going on, things that have happened, your different reactions to things. Once you get into that space and you start looking at different things and wondering about why do you do this, or you start to notice patterns, that's when those questions come into play, and those questions lead to that exploration. A lot of the questions one of the questions for me that brought about this change was the whole, is life better? This has to be better. Can life get better? What can I do to make my life better? What is it that I can control to not necessarily look for happiness, but to be happy? Without any medication, without any type of outside forces. It was something that I chose to do on my own, and I greatly appreciate that journey. And again, everyone's trigger is not the same. Everyone's trigger doesn't have to be a life-changing event. You could have just had a baby, and now you want to figure out what is it that you can do to build the empire so that your child is set up in this world nicely. You may have just got into a relationship and you are now thinking about what it is that you can do with your partner, what it is that you and your partner can do together to build an empire or build an establishment or build your family and build each other up. So, again, it doesn't have to be anything negative that triggers it. Something makes you question what's going on. Something makes you question what it is that you can do or what changes you can make to get to a certain point or to make any type of adjustments in your life. Questions, and you start looking, that's the next phase of that. You start looking for answers. You start looking for ways to get these things accomplished. You start looking for different modalities of trying to figure out what is going on, what can you do. And that exploration can be anything. This doesn't necessarily have to be just a journey of a better job. You may be questioning the religion that you were raised at. You may be questioning your way of life. You may be questioning your diet. You may be questioning the relationship you're in. You may be questioning your relationship with your children. It doesn't necessarily have to be an intimate relationship. Anything it is that you're questioning right now can, again, can be triggering this. So when you go into that exploration phase, this can be you exploring different ways of life. If you've been brought up in a Baptist household, this may be you exploring a Muslim way of life. This may be you exploring a Buddhist way of life. Maybe you exploring Christianity. This may be you exploring just a different way of life. And it's not bad. It's okay to change. It's okay to explore. It's okay to look. It's okay to change your mind. And that's another phase of it where a lot of confusion comes into play. Once you start exploring and looking at different things, of course, that exploration is going to lead you to knowledge. That knowledge is either going to open your eyes up to different things, or it's going to make you want to shut down and step back and be like, wait, hold up. Okay, so this means that, and this didn't mean this. Fear that comes with that of the unknown is, of course, scary. Another thing that comes with that is the feeling of confusion, the feeling of not understanding what the hell is going on right now. That also is normal. That's okay. That's, you're in an exploration state right now. So things look scary. You are going places mentally that you probably have pushed aside. You probably haven't thought about these things in God knows how long, or even unintentionally suppress these things. You may only think about them every once in a while, and the feelings that get brought up, you don't like them, so you then block them out and you don't think about that, and you push that memory further and further and further away. With this journey of self-awareness and on this quest, that is one of the other phases is acceptance. Accepting the good, accepting the ugly, accepting the bad, accepting the mistakes, accepting the answers it is that you find while you're exploring. Accepting it and being open to them and being open to wanting to learn to understand them. The better you know yourself, the easier it is for you to love yourself, you and all your flaws. The easier it is for you to love yourself, the easier it is for you to set boundaries in any relationship, intimate, children, job, friendship, anything. Any relationship needs some type of boundaries. So once you get to that point where you have that self-awareness and you know what you do and don't like or what you will and will not accept, it makes it much easier for you to establish those boundaries. So this journey is not always pretty. It is not always nice. There are going to be times where you are going to feel like you are going berserk. but it passes. I can tell you that it passes. It passes with the more open you become. It passes with the more honest you become with yourself. That is one of the key things, honesty with yourself. Even about the negative thing, you have to be honest with yourself. That brings forth so much clarity. If you sit back and dissect a story or sit back and think about something that continuous as you are, think about something that really gets under your skin, think about something, think about a story or a time or an incident that is stopping a relationship that you have, be it a friendship or whatever, or a relationship with a family member. Take a step back, and this is actually from a young lady called Katie Bergen, and what she has, I want you to Google it if you have a chance. It's called The Work, and it asks four questions. What it does is allows you to put on paper and visualize an issue it is that you're having, situation, the thought or the emotion that you're having about that, is it true? Is that truly how that person feels? Is that truly how you felt? Is that truly what happened? Is that truly what the situation was? So if you have a chance, go ahead and Google The Work by Katie Bryant, and it's an extremely useful tool for you to get over instances, get over stories, get over things that have you stuck in a certain emotion. It may not even be an emotion thing. It may be an ego thing. On a personal note, I just had in the same conversation I had with a friend to realize, and I had to admit and take a step back that and understand and admit a fault. The situation that I'm going through right now, the shift that I'm going through right now, I'm having to decipher, is this something that I am forcing myself to have to make a decision about, and so this is how I'm acting out with this, or is this some type of divine intervention? No. I have to come to the realization, and I have to come to that self-acceptance and that accountability. There were instances where I acted impulsively. Impulsively is the wrong word, because I did think about it. I erased the text message a few times. And then I sent it. But it wasn't impulsively. I reacted off something emotionally. And learning how to accept those things, examine those things, take a step back and see what position you had in that story makes getting over those things easier to tolerate. So in part of that, this whole self-awareness journey, it's not just looking for the good things or reading your horoscope and finding all the good things that Virgos do or finding all the good things that Scorpios do. It's about all of the things. It's about any of the negative habits that you may have developed. It's about being open to exploring how those habits came to be. What mindset is it that you have that has you stuck in those habits? It's about being open to look into those things and look into that past and look at those stories and really evaluate them and remove that emotion or remove that ego from it and understand it for what it is. Take that for what it is. Take that lesson or that story or whatever reason that may have happened, and then move past it. The ability to do that, it, again, is something that did not come overnight. This is not something I did not wake up on a Monday and was like, hey, I got this now. No. Again, I just had a situation where this is something that is a work in progress, and you work on this consistently, constantly. But having that realization and having that understanding removes that stress of thinking about it and wondering about it and pondering on it. So that is the whole scary part, is one of the hardest phases in this whole thing, But when I say that it's worth it, it's so worth it. It's that exploration and the things that are available on the other side of that are so worth it. The next phase in that, I would kind of say on that, would be part of that is, like I was just saying, the whole accepting it, and then those things that you've explored, those things that you found out, those things that you did or didn't like, those things that you have taken a step back and looked at and said, you know, that doesn't have to be like that, or I don't like that about myself, and I can do something about that. That last phase is accepting that and then putting those things into action. It's putting those things into play with your everyday life. Once you get over the whole egotistical and the emotional roller coaster that you're going to go in this exploration, you then get to a point where it's going to happen and you really don't, the things that you can control, you'll begin to want to control them, and it will be easier for you to want to control them. One of the biggest things that I used to let myself spin out of control about is telling someone no about me not wanting to come somewhere. And it's not necessarily a matter of me being antisocial. That's something that I had to discover in this whole journey that I've been on myself. It's not a matter of me being antisocial. Like I think I said this on a previous show, I am an empath. And so if I'm not balanced and I don't have my shield up and I don't have my stuff together, I've just taken in too much energy. So crowds and things like that, as I get older, I've learned, you know what? I can deal without those. I don't have to be in the crowd. I don't have to be at the latest party. I don't have to be at all of that stuff. So it's just a choice that I've made. It's not necessarily me being antisocial. It's just I am the further I go on this journey, the more selective I am of engaging my energy. Of who it is that I engage my energy with. So in that last action part, in that discovery phase, when you're looking and exploring for things and you find things that work for you, it doesn't matter who tells them to you. It doesn't matter who says that to you. It doesn't matter any of that. If you read 1,000 books and it tells you the same thing in those 1,000 books, if you watch 1,000,000 YouTube videos and it tells you the same thing as in those YouTube videos, if you do not put those things into action, you're just reading and watching videos. To be honest, if you're honest with yourself and you go about this wholeheartedly, you're going to get to a point where it's no longer going to become something that you feel obligated to do or that you feel is a task. It's going to become your second nature to want to do things that keep you in a space that you want to be in. It's going to become second nature for you to say, you know what, think about it for a second. Do I really want to exert my energy on that? Do I really want to be involved in that? Do I really want to do that? It's going to be so much easier, and it's going to remove that anxiety of saying no. And then not feeling like you owe someone an explanation for that no. You know yourself, so for some whatever reason it just may be, if you want to stay home and twiddle your toes all day, whose business is it but yours? You don't want to go, they know, and you won't be so caught up in having to find an excuse. I used to get to the point where I would try to find an excuse as to why, or let me explain. Let me say, and then when I had tell someone yes, knowing I didn't want to go, that meant that I would have to get up and put clothes on and go somewhere, yada, yada, yada. So me being a procrastinator on top of the fact that me really not wanting to go, of course, you would have to tell Janelle that something starts at 3 if it really started at 7 in order for me to get there at about 6:30, honestly. So I've learned that energy that I would exert to build myself up to go and do this and all of this, I make myself tired and be in a negative space before I even get there. I put myself in a negative space before the event even happened. I did not respect myself and say, you know what, I just don't want to go. So once you get to that phase and once you get into that journey of learning you, like I said, good and bad, that makes those types of decisions easier. And with those types of decisions being easier, that draws back on a lot of your anxiety. another one of the things that I'm always talking about, I'm always saying, and you will hear me mention in every single show that I ever do, because I believe in this wholeheartedly, journaling, writing this down. I don't care if you call it journaling. I don't care if you call it keeping a diary. I don't care if you call it making sketches. I don't care what it is that you do. Writing something down and notating it and having a timeline of it gives you that opportunity to go back and look at your growth and see where you've come from and see what mind frame you're in now, or see how your thought process has changed, or see what developments you found, or see what interesting things you found out about yourself. So allowing yourself to vent and get that out, that gives you that chance to go back and watch your growth. I just had that conversation with a friend of mine, and I had found one of my journals. And to go back and read, I have them scattered everywhere. So there, I'll find some with entries from 2009. I'll find some with entries from 2011. I'll find some from entries from, I found one where I really had just had my oldest son, and he's now 21. So, yeah, I keep all of those things, and I pretty much have put my life in a chronological order on paper. It's scattered, but it is on paper, and I can go back and read the differences in myself, ways that I've reacted to things, the ways that things have made me think, the ways things have made me feel, the way that I process information now is totally different. It's like seeing things through a different set of eyes. I'm reading a couple of books now that I've read before, but I wasn't in a space to understand and fully grasp the total understanding of the total message of the book that I have, that I've had literally since I bought that, I think more than likely on my first train ride back home from Arizona. So that was more than likely sometime in like 2008 and 2009. But I just came back across the book a couple of days ago because of a YouTube video that a friend of mine sent over me, the same friend, exactly, as a matter of fact. And what the same thing we were talking about and the same thing I said to her, going back and looking at this information now as opposed to when I was reading the book a few years ago, I'm looking at this with a totally different set of eyes. And the book that I'm reading now is Eckhart Tolle. I think I'm saying his name right. Ending Your Life's Purpose. I've read this book before. I read this book a few years ago from front to back. The title itself made me want to grab it. So I read it. I bought it at the airport. Reading it again now is like I never read it before. I'm remembering things, but looking at it and reading and getting the messages now is totally different than what I received or didn't receive when I first read this book. So journaling, to me, not only gives you that outlet, not only gives you that ability or that space, your brain, because sometimes we just need to get it out. It doesn't necessarily have to be to a person. Sometimes it's not always safe to be to a person. It doesn't always have to be to someone physically, verbally saying it. Putting that on paper is a release. So journaling not only, like I said, gives you that release, but it gives you that opportunity to go back and see how far you have come. Those small accomplishments give you so much fuel to do bigger and better things. I'm still riding off of a juice of me finishing school, still riding off of me getting that diploma and me finishing that program, no matter how long it was that took me. That's still motivating me to, you know what, you did that. So anything it is that you do now, you can complete, you can do. Put forth that effort and rock it out. You got it. So being on this journey and having that self-awareness and journaling and doing all of that just brings all of that, all of those pieces come into that whole puzzle of that self-awareness. And I want as many women, the women that are ready, I want them to not be afraid to go on that journey. I want them not to be scared. I want you to know what to expect. I don't want you to think that this is, like I always say, I don't want you to think this is all about unicorns and rainbows. It is not. It is not at all. This initial journey, this initial part of this, like I said, can get ugly. It can get scary. It gets emotional. It's raw. But if you're honest with it and you're honest with yourself, that part of that journey, once you get to something else that hits you like that, it's easier for you to get to it. It's get through it. It's easier for you to get over it. It's easier for you to work through it. I don't even want to say get over it, because you work through things. You don't get over things. You work through things. It's easier for you to work through that. Trying to get over it and pushing back and hiding things, that's going against how you're going to let it, instead of letting it pass, that makes it last longer. That makes that emotion sit there longer. That makes that pain sit there longer. That just makes that negativity longer, because you're putting up that resistance instead of just letting it pass. Not dwelling in it, not bathing in it, not seething in it, not letting yourself get too caught up in it, but letting it pass. And once it passes, let it. Don't keep drudging it up yourself. Don't keep bringing back up that thought. Don't think about it again and say, oh, that made me really sad, and then let yourself get back into that. Let it pass and let it be. And allow yourself to move forward, because you're naturally going to move through it. That is the natural progression of your body. You're going to naturally move through it, because we're programmed to not like pain. We're programmed to not want something hurting. So it's going to naturally pass through as long as you allow it. And I want people to be as prepared and ready for the exploration. When I look at things now, I have to say, I look at this now and I say that this is fun. I have a different perspective of life now. This is discovering these little things and discovering these little quirks and finding out little things that I like and different things that are destined, and seeing how the universe works once you give it a chance and once you fully take it in. It's a ride that I choose to enjoy. You can't always predict it. You can plan as much as you want, but whatever is meant to be is going to be. The only thing you can do is control how you react to those things that are happening and things that are put in motion for whatever has to happen that needs to happen. It's going to happen. But the space that I am in mentally gives me the tools and allows me the ability to work through life. There's nothing you can do about life. There's nothing you can do about the red light. There's nothing you can do about traffic. Can do about, you know, I mean, there are things you can do. Are you willing to do that? You're going to stop driving? You're not going to be in traffic anymore? Or are you going to, even when you leave out, you're going to learn to leave out maybe 10 minutes earlier? Even on the days when you leave out 10 minutes earlier and you get behind the slow mojo, You cannot curse that slow mojo out, and don't let yourself get all pumped up and hyped up about it. Road rage is terrible. And I have had it terribly, terribly. Earned it honestly from my dad. But all of that is just, you know, it things happen. Life happens. But when you are aware of who you are, and you allow yourself those mistakes, and you allow yourself those things that you have to question and learn and relearn, easier to work through those life ups and downs. It becomes easier to say no, say yes. It becomes easier, again, to set those boundaries. So I want you to go into any, whatever it is that you want to explore. Like I said, I don't want this to necessarily be like, oh, I need to go and find myself and be balanced to that. If you're looking to find a new job, if you're looking to find a new something different that you want to change your course in studying in school, your relationship, whatever it is that you're questioning, if you're questioning your way of life right now, your faith, whatever it may be, allow yourself to be open for that. Allow yourself to be open for that journey, and allow yourself to be ready to accept the information that you're going to receive. Because once you open yourself up to it, it's going to come flooding in. And you're not going to know what to do with some of it. It's going to be a lot, not a race. This is nowhere near a race. No one has to get anywhere before anyone. This is about you. This is a journey for you. This isn't compared to what Benita is doing. This isn't compared to what Denise is doing. This is about you. You're not going to go through the same things that they went through. It may the same exact things. They're going to have similarities, but your starting point isn't necessarily going to be their starting point. What made them get on this journey isn't necessarily going to be what made you begin this journey. So you don't want to get into this and compare yourself with what's going on with anyone else. This is also something that if you have a group of friends that are, you know what I'm saying, in the same space, this is something fun that you all can explore together. This is something that you can do in a group and to help each other out. That's really much what you need. As long as you have a community of support that makes this whole thing so much easier and so much more fun and better. But that's definitely something that you can look into with this too. That takes a little bit of the fear away. You don't want to get too caught up in the whole group thing, because your own experiences are your own experiences. Something that made someone else mourn or cry or feel bad may not make you feel bad, and I don't want you to get caught up into the point of, well, am I supposed to feel bad because that person feels bad? If that didn't make you feel bad, that didn't make you feel bad. So you don't want to get to the point where you're that tight-knit in the group where you lose your individuality. You want to keep your individuality, but you all can definitely share your experiences. Like I said, sometimes on this journey, it's better if you do it with a group. It's easier if you do it with some friends so you can compare stories. So you get into that mode where you having a thought, and you know what? You have to call a friend and say, you know, am I having a moment right now, or is this what's going on, or vacation, or call and say, you know, let me just run this by you to see, you know, what's going on. Sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need that outside ear. Sometimes you need another set of eyes that is not involved in the situation, that is not in the midst of whatever it is that may be going on or that thought process that you're having. So that's good to have that outside source, an outside source that you trust, a circle that you know is not just going to feed you some crap. It's not just going to tell you something just so your rainbow keeps glowing. You want a group of people that's going to be honest with you. It doesn't necessarily have to be mean, but you want them to be honest with you. You want them to tell you, hey, you know what, let's get back on track. If not, you're going to keep repeating the same thing. So you don't. That's not something that you necessarily want to do. But this entire journey, this whole thing of this self-awareness is invigorating. Once you get past the emotional portion, And it's never ending. This is something that I strive for every single day. This is something that I think about every single day because I'm seeing different confirmations go on. I'm seeing different things happen. Even the bad things that happen, I'm seeing where they fit in. I'm seeing what part I had in that. I'm seeing if something could have been done different. I know what that could have been done different. I'm looking at things now and say, well, you know what? This just, it messed up that it happened this way, but evidently this is what was supposed to be going on. If not, then, you know, whatever is supposed to happen is going to go ahead and correct itself. Once you get into that space, it's the regular, everyday things that normally would send you off the handle become things that you sit back and honestly you just say, okay, you know what? Really? Right now? Okay. Breathe. What can you do? And sometimes there is nothing you can do. Sometimes you just have to let it be, and that is okay. Until you can be still enough to figure something out, it's okay to do nothing. That's okay. If you are not still enough and can't figure it out, don't try to make a decision off of an emotion or with your ego or anything like that, because isn't necessarily going to turn out the best. So you want to be careful with that. But you definitely, definitely want to begin the journey. And at some point, it's not going to even be a choice, a matter of you wanting to. It's going to get to a point where you're going to be like, you know what, oh my God, let me just figure this out. And let me just figure this out because I'm tired of this happening. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this check. I'm tired of not having the money for this. I'm tired of this not going my way. Whatever it is, you're going to get to a point where you're going to question something that is going on in your life. Allow yourself that journey, because once you start it and once you open that door, to close it will be hard, because once you get certain information and your mind is just open to it, you are going to have no other choice but to listen to it. But once you start going on this journey, it's never ending. It's something that I look forward to. It's something that I've accepted. And it's something that I honestly sit back and just say, I'm ready and I'm open and I'm willing to receive whatever it is that is in store. And be prepared. This has a whole lot to do with me getting back on my whole health kick. As I said a couple of weeks ago when I did a video about a course that I'm doing, weight off is just self-realization of things that I should be doing on a regular basis, things that I felt good doing, things that made me feel good, things that made me get up and not be sore in the morning or my bones crack. You know that those things make you happy and keep you healthy and keep your body moving. Why not do them? So it's more so of getting yourself into the habit of committing to doing that and keeping that going. But the journey itself, like I said, I wanted everyone that hears me, I wanted people that I invite on this journey, I wanted you to know some of the things that you will be going through. You're even going to get to a point where you feel like you're overanalyzing things. It's just like everything is going to be like, oh, my God, what? That means what? But the more you allow yourself to get acquainted with yourself and learn yourself and know yourself, all of that clutter starts to disappear. It starts to calm down because you begin to understand yourself. You begin to understand what it is that you do and don't like it. You begin to understand your reasoning behind the things that you do. To learn and accept that, I'm telling you, it's the feeling is amazing. It's breathtaking. It's exhilarating. It allows you to breathe. And coming from someone from coming from me that literally would have anxiety attacks driving because I did not make a left turn and that was my first thought, or cooking, knowing if I did or didn't forget a recipe or forget something for the recipe, freaking out if it's not going to taste right or something like that, or thinking about a situation, making a story in my own brain about something that could be going on, and allowing that thought to fester and sit and make my decision and make that be how I react to that situation or that person or whatever's going on. Getting to that self-awareness and knowing that self-awareness and having that makes those things so much easier to navigate through, so much easier to get to those milestones and those hurdles and those things that we have to do. And it's getting to them and it's being comfortable with the decision it is that you're making with it. That's part of all of it, and understanding that it go away. That life is about change. You're supposed to adapt, not necessarily your core values, not the things that make you run, not the things that push you, but it's about evolving and learning you and taking yourself to a higher level. Every 7 years, you're going to change. That's been scientifically proven. Every 7 years, your body physically, chemically changes. All of it, it changes. So, of course, you're supposed to evolve with that. You're supposed to move with that. You're supposed to grow and change and see what else and go beyond whatever point it is that you're at in the stage and you're at in your life right now. But I wanted people to – I don't want people to be afraid of this journey. I don't want people to be intimidated. I don't want people to get to that emotional part and just stop. I don't want you to get to that part where you have to do that self-exploration and that self-evaluation, and you may not look like that person that you're looking at. But I want you to have the courage and the commitment and the honesty to say, you know what, there's something that I can do about that. It doesn't have to be if you choose not to have it that way. So I want you to go into this with that open mind frame. I want you to go into 2018 with that mind frame. I detest the whole resolution thing. Like I said, resolutions don't work. It's pointless. It's not about changing necessarily just changing a habit. It's more so about adjusting your lifestyle if it's changes that you want to make, and that's what change is about. Any type of change that you want to bring about in your life, it's about making that adjustment. You keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results. That's just retarded. That's just plain and simple. And all of those little cliches that people say, we complicate life so much. If we just do those simple things and listen to those simple things, that really is what life is about. You really can be happy. You really can wake up every morning and not be worried about what happened yesterday or what's going to happen next Thursday or what's going to happen 2 years from now. You really are the person that controls your peace. That's my favorite saying. I'm probably going to squeeze that on all the shows as well. But you are the only person that controls your peace. You are the only person that controls how you react to things. You are the only person that controls what you do, what you allow to come into your space. Control over all of that. And if it's something that you can't control, you have the ability to control how it is that you're reacting to it and take part in the things that you can control. Like I said, there's nothing you can do about a red light. Leave out earlier. Try not to get caught in traffic. Find a new route. Stop driving. Those are your options. So you can't get mad at red lights. You can't get mad at things that are just going to happen. Life is going to go on no matter how pissed off you get about it or no matter how much you don't like it. It's going to happen if it's something that you're not doing. So getting to that stage of that self-awareness and understanding you makes it so much easier to deal with so many things. This is for the new mom that has the newborn baby that needs 5 minutes. Once you start doing that exploration and getting to that self-awareness, you're going to give yourself permission to take a nap while the baby is taking a nap, or put the baby down for 5 minutes and maybe let the baby cry for about 5 minutes or so. You're going to be able to give yourself permission and not feel guilty about those things. You're going to be able to explore and find out what makes you happy and what you can do to de-stress when you need to. You're going to have to find a way to find that balance and learn how, you know, not to get so caught up in things. That is truly, 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 truly what will curb a lot of the things that, like I said, cause anxiety. I try to be very transparent, and I don't speak these things just because I read a whole bunch of books and now I think I can go tell people these things. These are things that I have put into action and that I practice and that I do and that I have been witness to on a daily basis, and things that I see not only in my life, but in my clients and my friends and people that I speak with on a regular basis, these changes, and I see what these different things do once you are aware of them. So that's pretty much what I wanted people to be prepared for this journey. I want you to get excited. I want people to feel the anxiousness in it, but understand that it's natural. Understand that it's supposed to be that way. It's change. It's different. You may be losing some friends on this journey. You may be starting new relationships. It may be friendships that you've had for years that you have now taken a step back and looked and said, you know, this isn't what I thought it was. And that's okay. It's okay. You don't necessarily have to keep the same friends that you've had for your entire life. It's okay if that you all have grown into different directions and different than you. Your communication is different. That's okay. So I want people to welcome this journey. I want people to look at this journey and say, and this quest, and say, you know, I know what's going to be coming. I'm aware of a couple of things. I can't prepare you for everything, but just giving you a couple of stages that I myself experienced, and I know a few other people experienced, to give you an idea of what it is that you're looking forward to. But what I can assure you is that once you've begun and once you get through those emotional humps and that egotistical thing, it becomes so much easier and so much lighter. I am going to end it out with that, you all. I wish you all love and light, peace and blessings, nothing but positive vibes to everyone, everywhere. Again, thank you for tuning in to Choosing Inspiration. You will be catching me again next month. And in December, my last show is going to be 2 hours, December 13th. It's going to be 2 hours. So definitely tune in then. And again, I thank you all so much for tuning in this evening. Have a good one. Be blessed.